AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Shell-shocked and sleeping in the streets, tens of thousands of people in Nepal are bracing against terrifying aftershocks. Search teams are digging for survivors in the rubble. A day earlier, a massive earthquake killed more than 2,500 people in the region. The U.S. is sending a plane load of supplies and aid personnel, including a Virginia-based search and rescue team. In the meantime, a prayer vigil and fundraiser were held today in Queens, New York, where many people from Nepal live.
Prelay Raj Bhandari says he feels helpless being so far away from his mother, father, and 16-year-old sister in Nepal. That's why he organized the event.
I'm heartbroken. We are thousand and thousand miles away from the country, and we cannot do physically, we cannot do anything. That's why we are pleading, donate anything you can.
He says his family's home was destroyed.
I don't know if they are getting food, water, or, you know.
Bhandari says physically they're fine, but he felt their emotional pain when he finally spoke with them by phone. Julie Walker, New York.
A wake was held today in Baltimore, Maryland for Freddie Gray, a 25-year-old black man who died recently in police custody.
The wake was peaceful. There was one gentleman who was standing in the middle of the street with a sign telling cars to honk in support of Freddie Gray.
AP correspondent Jessica Gresko reports Gray's family asked that no protests be held today or tomorrow when Gray is buried. The mother of a Battle Creek, Michigan girl dismissed from a Catholic school for not meeting academic and attendance standards during leukemia treatments says her daughter has been invited back but will attend a public school for now. This is AP Radio News. The Clinton Foundation is admitting mistakes were made in disclosing its donors.
The foundation's acting chief executive, Maura Pally, says a voluntary external review found government grants and donations were mistakenly combined. She said the foundation would remedy any errors and total revenue was accurately reported. Since announcing her run for president, Hillary Clinton has sought to dismiss questions about financial support of her family charity and allegations of undue influence. Maura Pally says mistakes were made and steps are being taken to make sure this doesn't happen again. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Japan's prime minister has arrived in the U.S. for a closely watched visit. It began with a stop at Boston's John F. Kennedy Presidential Library and a dinner hosted by Secretary of State John Kerry. Tomorrow, Kerry meets in New York City with Iran's foreign minister. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.